Aisha رضي الله عنها was known to have a dynamic, assertive personality. Would you call her modest? Umm Atiyah participated in 7 battles, including in Uhud, where she physically protected the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Would you call her modest? Asma رضي الله عنها, the daughter of Abu Bakr, who took provision to Abu Bakr and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the middle of the desert, 7 months pregnant. Would you call her modest? As-Safiyya, radiallahu anha, the aunt of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who physically protected Hassan and the fortress of women during the Battle of Ahzab. Would you call her modest? Yes, we would call all of these women, our incredible examples, modest. So we need to stop relegating our understanding of modesty to a specific version of what modesty looks like that we obsess over in many of our communities. Modesty looks like speaking with dignity and respect and carrying yourself in ways that honor the tradition of modesty for men and for women in bringing us closer to God.